Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a man who was a successful failure. I'm going to read to you three verses from 2 Kings chapter 10, verses 29, 30, and 31. It's a little bit longer than our normal reading on these daily devotionals, but let's take a look at it. 2 Kings chapter 10, starting at verse 29, where we read this. However, Jehu did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin, that is, from the golden calves that were at Bethel and Dan. And the Lord said to Jehu, because you've done well in doing what is right in my sight, and have done to the house of Ahab all that was in my heart, your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, who had made Israel sin. Jehu was one of the most complicated men to serve as king over the 10 northern tribes of Israel, of what was known as the Kingdom of Israel. The Kingdom of Judah in the south was made up of the two southern tribes. All in all, we would probably say that Jehu was the best of all the bad kings of Israel. In many ways, he was good, but Jehu did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam. Jehu aggressively worked against the worship of Baal in Israel. However, he promoted the false worship of the true God after the pattern of Jeroboam, who set up the golden calves who were at Bethel and Dan. You see, Jehu obeyed God up to a point. Jehu carried out God's will, but he went too far, and he executed more people than God intended. Jehu carried out God's will, but he did it for personal glory and out of pride. Jehu carried out God's will, but he only did it partially. He stopped the idolatry of Baal, but he continued the sinful idolatry of Jeroboam. You see, we might see Jehu as a great Israeli patriot. He protested against Joram and the house of Ahab for the harm they did to Israel, and he knew that had to be strong. And for Israel to be strong, they had to be cleansed of Baal worship. He knew that Israel had to come back to the true God, but he didn't care how they did it. To Jehu, it was just as good to worship God at Dan or Bethel, even though God had commanded otherwise in his word. When we compare Jehu to the other kings of Israel, we see that he was the best of that bad group. No other king in Israel fought against idolatry as much as Jehu did. Sadly, even he did not fight against it with all his heart. You see, by not taking heed to walk in the law of the Lord God, Jehu showed that he did not live a life of fellowship with God. He was a success in some ways, but really, he was a successful failure. God used Jehu as his instrument, but Jehu never really seemed to have a real relationship with God himself. Friends, don't fall into the halfway trap. Don't be a successful person who ends up failing in the most important things. Today, intentionally pursue a deeper relationship with God. Come to him with a whole heart, and all you can give to him, surrender to God. And stay away from that halfway trap. Don't be a successful failure.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.